Today's Shir Masechta Tanis Daf Tezvav. We will begin on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. Our Mishnah continues to discuss what is the Seder Hayoyim, what was the schedule of the day when they observed the fast. The Ramban explains that what our Mishnah is speaking about, when we speak about the Seder of the day, the schedule of the day, we're speaking about the last seven Tanaisim. As we have been learning, there was a series of fast days, 3 days, then another 3 days, and then 7 days. And our Mishnah is discussing what they do on the last of the during these last seven fast days, which, as we've discussed in our previous year, another shiurim, were the most serious of all the fast days. So we begin to discuss how did they observe these last 7 days. There is also a question amongst the Rishonim if what we're discussing in our Mishnah is limited to when there's a fast day because of a lack of rain, or does it refer to any type of fast day that they would decree because of different tzaras that were going on in Klal Yisrael. So says the Mishnah Seder, Tainis Ketzad, what was the Seder, what was the schedule that they did during that day? Says the Mishnah Metzinas HaTeva, they would take out the Teva. So Rashi explains that the Teva refers to the Aron Kodesh, in which they kept the Aron, the Sefer Torah. And that's the opinion of most Rishonim. I did see that the Drisha opinion is that this Teva here means the Bima, the table on which they would read from the Sefer Torah when they took it out of the Aron Kodesh. They would take it out, L'Rechava Shalir, to the city square, V'noisen Eifla Mikla Gabay HaTeva, and they put ash on top of the teva, the Barosha Nasi Barosha Abezdin, and on the head of the Nasi, and on the head of the Abezdin, the Kol Echad V'Echad, and everybody, Noisen Barosha, would put ash on their head. The Rambam says that the reason they did this is that when we saw that there was Eifa on the Sefer Torah, there's Eifa on the Teva, this Eifa on the head of everybody, that is causes them to become subdued, and it comes them to help them realize what is going on here. Rashi explains that the definition of Eifa Mikla is Eifa Sreifa. Eifa Sreifa, as we explained, means ash, that they put ash on ash everywhere else. Tosfos, however, says that Eifa Mikla means the burnt bones of a human being, the ash of burning of bones. And Tosfos says the reason they use such ash is that they should have a remembrance for the Akedas Yitzchak. And Akedas Yitzchak involved Yitzchak Avinu. We're talking about his bones. The Karen Ira asks, it doesn't make any sense that they should be allowed to burn human bones for this purpose. So he says that it probably means the ash of an ayil, the ash of the ayil that we know was brought on the Akedah instead of Yitzchak Avinu, and that's what they burnt. But I saw that the Mefarshim suggests, I saw this from the Sefer Enei Shmuel, he says that actually the original Girsa in Tosfos was Etzem Aleph. And Aleph, just the letter Aleph. And then somebody who was reprinting Tosfos assumed what the Aleph stood for was Adam. And that's why when he reprinted the Tosfos, he said that Tosfos was held that they burnt the ash of an Adam. But that, Chas v'Shalom, was never what Tosfos meant. The Aleph didn't stand for Adam. It stood for Ayil. And that they burnt the ash of an Ayil. Continues the Mishnah, Hazakin Shebehem, the elder, would get up and Oymel Fneim Divrei Kvushim, would say Musar. So I saw that the reason it's called Divrei Kvushim is Rashi explains that they used to have something called a Machbesh. A Machbesh is what we call an iron, which straightens out one's clothing when they used to press the clothing. Here too, the purpose of what he was saying was to press their hearts to do tshuva. Another pshat that the Bach suggests is that the Gemara often, when it speaks about something that's hidden, a secret, calls it divrei kvushim, as the Gemara said, "Bahadi kafshi derachmana lamalach." And what he was saying to them was, "We don't understand the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we have to try to beg him to have rachmanas to accept our tshuva." Pshat that Eliyahu Rabbi says is that what we were saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we realize that you even see our deepest secrets, and you realize what we're doing, maybe not seen by everyone, but you know if we're not doing in the privacy of our lives, we're not behaving the way we ought to behave, and now we need to do tshuva. And it says, and what does he say to them? He says, "Achenu, loy nemer ba'anshei Nineveh. Don't we remember the story by Nineveh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Jonah to the city of Nineveh to tell them, because they were acting inappropriately, that the city would be destroyed?" And Jonah comes ultimately and gives them this message. And the pasuk says that they did tshuva. And the pasuk says, "V'yarel kim esakim mastanisam." It doesn't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw what they fasted. Ella, it says, "V'yarel kim es masayim kishovam medarka hara." That they did tshuva. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking for is that we should do tshuva. "V'kem v'kabela oimer," and so does it say in the Novi Yoel, "V'kiru levavchem v'abagdechem v'shuva al Hashem alakeichem." What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is seeking from us is that we do tshuva. And Rashi, quoting an opinion of Tosfos Kolduhu, makes an appoint question. Why, when the Mishnah uses the quotes the pasuk in Yoel, does the pasuk is the pasuk called Kabbalah? And when it's quoting the pasuk in Nineveh, it doesn't say the word the Kenu Oimer beKabbalah, the Kabbalah Oimer. So Rashi, quoting this Tosfos Kolduhu, says, because only when a Navi is speaking to Klal Yisrael does the Mishnah use the word Kabbalah. So the pasuk in Yoel is speaking to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called Kabbalah. But the city of Nineveh was not a city of Jews, and therefore the pasuk doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't use the word Kabbalah. The Shail of Tshuvas Chavos Yor says that he doesn't agree. He says this must be a mistake. He says we find in different places where the Navi is not necessarily speaking to Klal Yisrael, and still it's used, still the word Kabbalah is used. The Tiferes Yisrael says that we would say the reason the Mishnah uses the pasuk by Yoel is because the pasuk there is called Kabbalah, because it's much closer to the subject that we're discussing. In Yoel, they also were suffering from a lack of rain. Therefore, when it's a better match, they use the word Kabbalah. But one thing we see from here, that when the Mishnah, the Gemara, quotes a pasuk from Nach, it's called Kabbalah. Why? So Rabbeinu Peretz says Kabbalah is also crying. The Nevi'im cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for and on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Another pshat that he suggests, that the Nevi'im all emanate, they're all a direct line in the Masaira from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why it's called Kabbalah. Everything that they have is from Moshe Rabbeinu, and as the Rishonim go on to explain, we know the Ein HaNavi, we say it in the Yud Gimel Ikrim from the Rambam, Ein HaNavi Rishoy L'Chadish Tavar. A Navi cannot compose anything, initiate something new. He can only tell us to follow what we've learned from Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why what they say is called Divrei Kabbalah. Amdu b'tefilah. So says the Mishnah, they start to begin davening. Ma'aridin lefnei teva zaken. The person who's appointed to be the shliach tzibur is a person who is a zaken, who's an elderly person. As we've said before, the reason it says Maridin lefnei teva, so two pshatim. One pshat is because the Baal Tefillah had to walk towards the Amud where he was going to daven. Or another pshat is that the Amud where they would stand by Tefillah would be low down, to, as the pasuk says, Mimama Kim Kresicha Hashem. So they appointed somebody who's zokem. An elderly person is a person who is a who is broken, who's experienced life. He doesn't have the mistakes that young people make. Virgil, he's an individual who is accustomed to davening. He's yesh lebonim, and he has children that he has to support. Ubeis sarekam, and he doesn't really have the funds to take care of them. So the Meiri asks, so what's the difference between Ubeis sarekam and Ubeis sarekam means that he's a poor person. But he also says Beis Sareka means that that his home, there's no bad rumors about a home. Kedei she'eliba shalom betfila, this is the best person to read about tefila. And he says Esrim Ava Brachas. His Shmon Esrei is a total of 24 brachas. And it seems quite clear that only the Baal Tefila said this lengthier Shmon Esrei with 24 brachas. But there's a machlokes rishonim, exactly by which tefillah did they say this longer Shmon Esrei. The Ramban says that on the fast days they used to daven Ne'ilah, and by Ne'ilah they said this longer Shmon Esrei. The Baal Amar says that by Musaf, they used to say Musaf on the fast day, and by Musaf they said this longer Shmon Esrei. The Rambam says that they davened by Shachris and Mincha, this longer Shmon Esrei, and others say that every tefillah, even Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, whatever tefillah they daven that day, they said the lengthy Shmon Esrei. The Miri's opinion is that they said it by Shachris. That's when they said the longer Shmon Esrei. Vayim l'fneim Esrei, Arav Brachas, Shmon Esrei, the Shmon Esrei that they say all the time, which as we've mentioned before, it's really not 18 brachas, it's really 19 brachas. But since originally it began with 18 brachas, it's called Shmon Esrei. Shmon Esrei b'chal yoyim, u'meisav aleim oid sheish. They added another 6 brachas. Ve'elehem, zechroinus, the zechroinus that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Shofaris that we say on Rosh Hashanah. Then they say, El Hashem b'tzorosili k'rosi v'yaneini, Perikuf Chof in Teilim, with the intended brachas with the intended nusach that we're going to learn. They said Esa Eina El Ahorim Perikuf Chof Aleph. They said Mimamakim Kursicha Hashem Perikuf Lamed, and then they said Tefila Laoni Kiyatoif. Rav Yehuda Omer Lo Hayitzarach Lem Zechronis V'Shoifres. Rav Yehuda says there's no point in saying Zechronis V'Shoifres, because Zechronis V'Shoifres, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, Yehuda says, that belongs to Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur of the Yovel year. Ela, Aymet Achteim, Rav Kiyah Ba'aretz Deva Kiyah, the Pasuk in Melachim that speak about a time when there was a hunger. And then they also say, Ashay Hoyo Dvar Hashem Al Yirama Al Yirmiyah Al Divrei Betzairis, that speaks about when there was a hunger in Klal Yisrael, in the time of Yirmiyah Navi. Vaymachasmeim, and both, whether we follow the version of the Tanakhama, whether we follow the version of Yehuda, as they completed every one of these, they would say a bracha. And the Gemara and the Mishnah goes into each bracha that was recited accordingly, respectively. Al Rishonim, on the first bracha, and the way most Rishonim explain, Al Rishonah means, as we discussed in our previous year, they said Reina Banyenu, and that's where they inserted these extra tefillahs. And in the bracha of Reina Banyenu, they would extend that bracha. And after they finished saying Reina Banyenu, they would continue saying Hu Omer, the Baal Tefillah would say, Misha Anas Avram Avin Bahar Maria, the one that answered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by Avram Avin Bahar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, should hear our tefillahs. Now, Yishma Kol Tzakatzchem Hayom Hazeh, Baruch Ata Hashem, Gol Yisrael. And the reason, explains the Ramban, why we started with adding to the bracha by this bracha, that to teach us that even though we would say Re'eyo Avanyenu, the bracha of Gal Yisrael, is a bracha that speaks about our hope and prayer that Mashiach should come Meher B'Yameinu. Still, it's not just that. It's also a bracha that whenever Klal Yisrael is in a situation of tzara, we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillas. The Tosfos asks, we see Mishana Avraham Avinu Behar Moria. The question is, we don't find that Avraham Avinu was mispalo. On the contrary, Avraham Avinu was prepared to put his son Yitzchak up for carbon. So where do we find that Avraham Avinu was mispalo? And because of that, Tosfos says that it doesn't refer to the Kedah. What it refers to is when Nimrod wanted to kill Avraham Avinu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Avraham Avinu from Nimrod, that's what it refers to. Another pshat that the Mashal suggests is that, as we say in the Parashas HaKedah, Avraham Avinu said to Yitzchak Avinu, Elokim yir lo haseh l'oyla b'ni. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should see that there should be a carbon brought here. And ultimately, we do know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, that Avraham Avinu had the opportunity to bring a carbon. And therefore, it's Misha Anal Avraham Avinu. The Karen Oira explains that the tefillah of Avraham Avinu was that after the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu Laharbas Zaroi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael will continue to multiply and will continue to multiply and grow. And that was the bracha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. That was the tefillah that Avraham Avinu was mispalel for. So the question that the Yerushalmi asks, why do we say Baruch Ata Hashem Goyel Yisrael? We should have said Goyel Avram. So he answers that when Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak were saved, it doesn't only represent that they were saved, it represents that all of Klal Yisrael was saved, because all of Klal Yisrael emanated from Avraham and Yitzchak. Another teretz that the Sefer Lechem Shemayim explains is that the Gemara, the Medrash says that Yitzchak Avinu was saved actually b'schus of Yaakov. Ashapadis Avraham, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that he's going to have children like Yaakov Avinu and the Shvatim, that's why they were saved. So when it says over here in Goyel Yisrael, it actually refers to Yaakov Avinu, who's called Yisrael. Al Hashnia, on the second of the brachas, Huayim Mishonas Avrasen Al Yamsuf, the one who saved our forefathers by the Yamsuf, Huyan Eschav Yishma Kol Tzakaschem Hayoyim Hazeh Baruch At Hashem Zoicher Hanishkoches. And I saw that Avadram asks that why does the Baal Tefillah say Huyana Eschem? He should have said Yanu Oisanu. Why is he excluding himself from everyone else? So the Avadram says there's a difference when somebody's saying Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If somebody excludes himself under such circumstances, it looks like he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when somebody is davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so on the contrary, by him davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and since he's a member of Klal Yisrael, he's included in the bracha. So here, the main point of this bracha is that when Klal Yisrael were in Mitzrayim, and they were in terrible danger, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Marshal explains, not only saved them, but he made Kriyas Yamsuf, which was an incredible nace. Not only was it an incredible nace, it was changing the entire teva, the entire nature of the world, where he split the yam. So he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can and do everything to save us. Ashlishis Huaymer, Mishanas Yeshua B'Gilgal, the one that saved Yeshua B'Gilgal, Huyan Eschav Yishma B'Kol Tzakaschem, Hayom Zeh, Baruch Ata Hashem Shemea Trua. When Klal Yisrael and the in Gilgal, Yeshua attacked the city of Yericho, and at that time they went through a whole process until the walls of Yericho crumbled and they blew shofaris. And we say that we are doing the same here on this feast day. Al Revius Hoimer, on the fourth bracha, he says, Mish Anas Shmu B'Mitzvah, Hu Yana Eschem, V'Yishma Kol Tzakaschem, Hayoyim Hazeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemei Tzaka. The Yishmuel Damta Kodesh Baruch Hu, that we should be able to prevail over the Pelishtim. And the Pasuk says that Shmuel gathered the entire nation to Mitzpah, and when they came to Mitzpah, that's where they were able to prevail. And we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should do the same for us now. Al Chamishas Hoimer, for the fifth brach, he says, Mishonos on the Yorba HaRakamel, Hu Yana Eschav Yishma Kol Tzakatzchem, Hayoyim Azeh, Baruch Ato Hashem, Shemei Tefillah. As the Pasuk in Melachim teaches us, Elio told Achav to gather all of the people to Har HaKarmel, and bring there the Nevi Ha'Baal. And when they all were there, Elio was going to prove to them that Hashem hu Elokim and not an Avodah Zorah. And Elio told them to bring two cows. One would be brought up for karma to Hashem, and one would be for the Baal. And they did bring those two kabanas. And he said, whichever animal, whichever Mizbeach, there will be a fire to descend from Shemayim, will be a proof that that is the true Hashem. And the Nevi Ha'Baal was standing all day, crying, screaming, yelling, and didn't help him. And Elio, as soon as he said the words, Aneini Hashem, Aneini, immediately the fire came down from Shemayim, proving that Hashem hu Elokim. Al Shishi Soimer, on the sixth one, he says, Mishana, as Yoinah Mamei Adaga, as we spoke about before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Yoinah to the city of Nineveh to tell them that if they don't change their ways, their entire city would be destroyed. But Yoinah did not want to go, and he ran away, and the boat that he was on was in danger of drowning, and he was thrown off the boat, and he was swallowed by a fish. And at that point, Yoinah davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from inside the fish. And he says, Misha ana Yoinah me meyadaga, the same that just HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Yoinah, Hu yana eschem yishma mekol tzakatzchem meyayim azah, Baruch ato Hashem, ha'oina beis tzoro. Al Shvi Yisoyimah, this last bracha, he says, Misha ana stavah eshlem b'nai b'Yerushalayim, Hu yana eschem yishma mekol tzakatzchem meyayim azah, Baruch ato Hashem, in the time, what is this referred to? In the time of David, there was a hunger, as the pasuk says, "Vehivit Rabbi May David Shalosh Shanim Shanach Hashanah." And then the pasuk says, "Vivakish David Pnei Hashem, V'yom Hashem Al Shava Beistamim Hashem Skuvanim." First, David davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should tell him why he brought the Rav, and then afterwards, David HaMelech was mispalel, and the Rav and the hunger went away. What are the tefillos of Shlomo HaMelech? One is, after Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, he wanted to be able to bring the Oren into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the doors remained shut, and he cannot bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He's davened 24 Ananas, until he said, Hashem Elokim, Atosha Pnei Meshichecho, Zecho L'chazdei Dover Avicha, and the doors opened. Another Pshat Rashi says is that after Shlomo HaMelech brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he said a special tefillah that anybody who comes to the Beis HaMikdash and davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs anything, the pasuk says, "V'shemata tchinas avdecha v'amcha Beis Yisrael asher yispalelu b'makom hazeh," that Klal Yisrael's tefillahs should be answered in this place, and that's why we say this during these tefillahs on the fast day. Says the Mishnah, Maisa b'mei Rav Lafta, Rav Chananya Batranyan. There was an episode in their time, Shava Echel Lefnei Teva, somebody went up to be the Shlich Tzibur on one of these fast days, V'gamas Bracha Kula, and he finished reciting the whole Bracha, V'loi Ono Achra Amen. And they did not say Amen after he finished saying the Bracha, but rather, they said, Baruch Shem Kvoid Machusoy Loi Lamvoed. And then, the Chazan HaKnesses, that was the person who was in charge of the Beis HaKnesses, the Gabbai, would make an announcement, Tiku Kahanim Tiku. And then he said, Mishonas Avram Avinu Bahar Maria, Hu Yana Eschem, V'yishma Kol Tzakaschem B'yom Hazeh. That was the entire Seder that they followed. And then they said, after they finished that, they said, Hariyu B'nei Aaron Hariyu. Mishanas, that was by the second bracha, and they said Mishanas Avra Yosein Al Yamsuf Huyana Eschem Yishmer Mekol Takaschem Yoyim Azeh, and that was the way that they followed the entire day's procedure. That they said the bracha, the tzibur said Baruch Shein Kvay Mechusul Oilam Vod. Then the Baal Tefila added the extra nusach, and after he finished saying the extra nusach, they actually blew the shofar. Says the Mishnah, when this practice was repeated, that this was the practice they were doing, they told us to the Chachamim, Amru, Lahayinu Nagi came. This is not the way we actually did. El Bishara Mizrach Bahara Bayis. Only in the Beis HaMikdash would they say Baruch Shem Kvoy Machusa Loilam Void after Bracha. Anywhere else, we're supposed to say the Amen when we hear a Bracha. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmairis. Actually, originally, Moshe Rabbeinu had already divided the Kohanim into different Mishmairis. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara will discuss this later in Amasechta, and Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. There's a question, was it originally 8 Mishmairis or 16 Mishmairis? Until the time of Shmuel and David HaMelech, where they established 24 Mishmairis. Every mishmar was divided into Bati Ovis, into different families. That every mishmar, that mishmar had its turn to do of kahanim, had the turn to do the avoida every on a rotation system, a different week of the year, and that family that mishmar was divided into Bati Av. According to most rishonim, according to most mefarshim, the Mishmar was divided into 6, and on Shabbos, everybody did the Avodah. And some say the reason that everybody did the Avodah on Shabbos is because there wasn't that much to do. The only Kabbonis they were allowed to bring on Shabbos is the Kabbonis that are the Chayvus Hayoyim, the obligation of the day. Others say just the opposite. On Shabbos, there was Baruch Hashem a lot to do, and that's why everybody got a turn to do the Avodah. That weren't divided into the Bati Av. Says the Mishnah, Shalosh Tanis Rishonis, as we began our shir, the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, the Tanesim are divided into 3, 3, and 7. So says the Mishnah, Shalosh Tanis Rishonis, the first set of Tanesim, which are not that serious, Anshei Mishmah, the people who are of the Mishmah of that week, Mis'anin V'loy Meshlimim, they fast, but they don't finish the day with fasting. They break their fast in the middle of the day. Those are the Anshei Mishmar. The Anshei Mishmar are the people who aren't going to do the Avodah that day. So since they're not going to do the Avodah that day, we really don't need them to be available and be in the proper strength to be able to do the Avodah. However, if there's an abundance in Avodah and we need more Kohanim that are just in that base Av, they're called upon. That's why Mis'anin V'loy Mashlimim. V'anshei Beis Av, the people who are supposed to do the Avodah that day, so since they need to be strong enough to be able to do the Avodah, they, V'loy Mis'anim Klal, weren't allowed to fast at all. They should be strong enough to do the Avodah. Sholosh Hashniyas, the second set of fast days, of 3 fast days, which are more serious, Anshei Mashmer, the people of that week's Mishmer, Mis'anin U'mashlimim. V'anshei Beis Av, Mis'anin V'loy Mashlimim. Everything a little stricter. The people of the Mishmer, but it wasn't their day to do the Avodah, don't fast the entire day. The people of the Beis Av fast, but they don't finish the day. Sheva Achronis, the last 7 fast days of the series, which are the most serious of the group, Eilav Eilav Mis'anin Mashlimim, both the Anshei Mishmer and the Anshei Beis Av finished the whole day with fasting, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. The Chum disagree. They say, B'sholosh Tanis Rishonis, by the first set of Tanesim, Eilu Ve'elu, Lo Yimisanim Klal, they weren't obligated to fast at all. B'sholosh Shnius, in the middle group, Anshei Mishma, Masanim V'lo Yimishlimim, V'Anshei Beis Av, those that did the Avodah that day, Lo Yimisanim Klal. B'Shev Achronis, in the last group, Anshei Mishma Masanim Mishlimim, the people of that Mishma finished the day with fasting. V'anshei Beis Av Masanin V'loy Mashlimim. Since we're speaking about the halachas of the avodah of the Anshei Beis Mishma and Anshei Beis Av, we speak about another halacha. The halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to drink wine and do the avodah. As the pasuk says, Yayin v'sheicha ateisht, ato ubanecha itcha, bayachem el amoyed, v'loy samusa. Very strict that they're not allowed to drink wine. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishma, the people of that Mishma, b'tarim lishtas yayin b'laylus. During the day, they're not allowed to drink wine. Because as we said a moment ago, they may be called upon to do avodah. And as we just read, the Torah is very strict that somebody who drank wine may not do the avodah. But at night, we know what type of avodah is going to be required. Because the only thing that they're going to do at night is burn the karbonos that they didn't have an opportunity to burn by day. So they know who they're going to need. This is the way the Menachem Eshet Nefesh explains Rashi. They know which Kohanim are going to be called upon and which are not, and therefore they could do the avodah. The Avaloi B'yomim, no one may drink, no kohen of that Mishma may drink wine by day, because as we just explained, even though it's not their Beis Av, they may be called upon anyway. The Anshei Beis Av, the people of that Beis Av, Loi B'yomim V'loi B'layla. So the Pasha Peshat, Loi B'yomim V'layla, is because they may be called on by night since it's their Beis Av. That's Rashi's Pshat. The Rambam disagrees, because the Rambam says at night, as we said earlier, a moment ago, everybody knows what they're going to need to do. So somebody who knows he's going to need to do the Avodah knows that he's going to be needed. And of course he won't drink wine. And somebody who's not assigned to any job that night should be allowed to drink wine. And because of that, the Rambam has a different shot. He says that the people who weren't allowed to drink wine at night are the people whose Beis Av is tomorrow. And the Mishnah Chazal were concerned that if they're going to drink wine at night, the effect of the wine, of the intoxication, will not be gone by the morning when they're needed to do the Avodah. And therefore, the night before that they're going to do the Avodah, they may not drink any wine. Anshei Mishma v'Anshei Mamed, the people of that Mishmar and the Maimed. As we're going to learn later in our Masechta, on Daf Chav Vav, that just like the Kohanim were divided into Mishmairis, there were also Mamodas. Because as the Gemara says there, the Chazal teach us, Hech Kabbani Shal Adam Karev Vu Eina Oymen Al Gabav. Somebody, how could a carbon be brought and there's no representation? So there were people, both in Yerushalayim and all of the cities around Eretz Yisrael, who had Anshei Maimed, that they would fast and daven, that the kabbonis that are being brought on behalf of the Tzibur should be accepted by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Mishnah, Anshei Mishma v'Anshei Maimed, Asur Melsapa Melchapes, are not allowed to take any haircuts or wash their clothing the week that they're called upon. And the reason is because we want them to be prepare themselves beforehand with washing their clothing and taking a haircut. Not wait till they actually come to do their jobs. But on Thursday, we allow to do it with Nekfoy to Shabbos. We allow to take a haircut on Shabbos. And the Bach says that not only is it permissible on Thursday, but even on Friday. The reason it says Friday, Thursday, is to teach us that even Thursday a haircut can be taken because it's the covered Shabbos, because one is busy on Friday. But it's better, says the Bach, to take it on Friday, where it's obvious that it's being taken the covered Shabbos. Says, as we learned previously, they had a Megillas Tainus. Megillas Tainus represents that the different days in our history where HaKadosh Baruch Hu did Nisan for us, and they were declared to be a Yontif. Some of them were Yontif to the degree that we may not fast on that day, and some of them are Yontif to the degree that we're not allowed to even say a Hesped if Rachman Tzlan, somebody was Niftar on that day. So says the Mishnah, Kol HaKosev B'Megillas Tainus, anything that's mentioned in the Megillas Tainus, the Loyal Misbud, that it's a Tainus to the degree that we can't say a Hesped. And as I said, if you can't say a Hesped, you certainly can't fast on that day. Lefanov Osir, The day before already, you cannot fast and say a hesped. But la'achrav motav, the day after you may. Rabbi Yossi Omer, l'fonav u'la'achrav asar. Rabbi Yossi says, because Chazal wanted us to appreciate these days, so not only the day before is treated that way, but even the day after. If it's a day that's la'loy l'sna, it's not such a big yontif, it's only a yontif that we're not allowed to fast on that day, but we are allowed to say a hesped, l'fonav la'achrav mutar. According to the Tanakhama, that's since it's not such a serious yontif, the day before and the day after, we're allowed to fast. Rabbi Yosi Omer, l'fonav asur, the day before we're not allowed to fast, la'achrav mutar, but the day after we would be allowed to fast. Ein goizim tainus la'tziv b'tchila b'chamishi, says the Mishnah. As we've been learning, the fast would normally designated in a series of three, starting Monday. Monday, Thursday, Monday. But we don't begin on Thursday. And the reason a series of fast days don't begin on a Thursday, Shloi Lefki as Hasharim. Chazal were concerned that would cause that the price should go up. Because since after the fast day, people would be coming on Thursday night to buy food for breaking the fast and also food for Shabbos. So the storekeepers will see that there's a lot of interest in food, and that will cause that the price of food should go up. Another pshat that I saw is that when people fast, and everybody's going to understand that the reason that they're fasting is because there was not enough rain, so the storekeepers say, oh, that means the price of food is going up. And the food that they're going to be selling, we need for covered Shabbos, the food will go up in price. And we want to do everything that's necessary to keep the price of food that's going to be used for Shabbos at a normal price, that people should be careful that they should have the food for covered Shabbos. I saw that the Sefer Chashuk Echemed has a very interesting question. He says, the question he discusses is there was a problem in the sink water in a certain community. And since there was a problem with the water in the sink water from that city, everybody started drinking bottled water. And the question is, the storekeepers saw that the price of bottled water went up. And the question is, can they raise the price? Was that called Hafkar Sharim? So he says that that's not considered Hafkar Sharim. That if that became the normal price, no different than if there was Chas V'Shalom a inflation, and because inflation hits, the price of things go up, that's not called Hafkar Sharim. And therefore, says the Mishnah, Ein goizim tainus la'tziv b'tchila b'chamishi shloi lefkir sharim. We're worried about prices going up. El shtanus sholosh tainus harishonus v'sheni v'chamishi v'sheni v'sholosh hashniyus. Then it's already known that they're fasting. The concern isn't so serious, and therefore chamish v'sheni v'chamishi. Says the Mishnah further. Rabbi Yosi Omer k'shem sheni rishonus b'chamishi. He says that just like the first group of fast days cannot begin on a Thursday, kach lo yishnis lo yichronus, no series of fast days should begin on a Thursday, because we have to be so concerned that that could cause price to go up. Ein goizim tainus latzibur b'rosh chodashim. We don't have a fast day in Rosh Chodesh, b'Chanukah u'Purim or Chanukah and Purim. V'meschilu, but if they began fasting and they began a series of fast days, and now it turned that one of the fast days falls on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, Purim, Eimav Sikin, we continue fasting. Divrei Gamliel. Amar Meir. He's going to agree that we don't have a full fast day on Chanukah or Purim. Became B'Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Erev Shabbos. Similarly, if Tisha B'Av falls on Erev Shabbos, in our calendar it can't happen. But as we discussed in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, in their calendar that they made the month based on when they saw the new moon, there, Tisha B'Av could fall on a Friday, but we don't want somebody to come into Shabbos hungry, and therefore the halacha is that they did not finish even though it's Tisha B'Av, they broke the fast before the night. And the Paiskum say the same as the Halacha, unless it's a Tainus Tzibur, like a Sar B'Tavis, the Halacha is that if one is fasting on Friday, he should break his fast before Shabbos. He should break his fast before Shabbos in order not to come into Shabbos not in the proper frame of mind. Of course, when somebody is fasting, he's not in the proper frame of mind. Seder Tanis Kait said, so we learned in the Mishnah, what was the Seder of the day by fasting? Matzinas Ateva. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Seder Tanis Kait said, that it seems that it's talking about all the different series of fast days. The Fila B'Kamaisa, even the first series, even the first three fasts. Vermini, ask the Gemara, the Brisa says, Sholosh Tanis Rishonis Vishnias, Nechnosin L'Beis HaKnesses, we enter the Beis HaKnesses, Mispal Kishderek Shemispal Kol Shana Kula, and we daven like we daven all year round. Sheva Achroinis, in the last 7 days, fast days, that's when Metzinas Ateva L'Rechov Yishalir, V'noisin Eifer Agaba Ateva, U'Baroish HaNasi Baroish El Bezdin, V'Kolecha V'Echad Noisin, takes ash and puts it on their heads. So here's in this brisa clearly indicate that we're only speaking about the last series of fast days. Answers the Gemara. Amar Papa Kitanat Namas Nisan. Our Mishnah also is only referring a Shevach Roinus and on the last 7 fast days. Rosh Hanasi. The Mishnah says we put this on the head of the Nasi. V'hadatani. Everybody puts on their own head. Any, that's the Gemara Vatanya. Haven't we learned in a Braisa? Rabbi Yom B'Gdula, when we speak about showing honor, Maschilim ben Agadol, we begin with the most important person. B'Klala, when we speak about bad things, Maschilim ben Agadol. And the Mar and the Brisa brings a proof. B'Gdula, Maschilim ben Agadol, Shnemar, V'yom Moshe al Aaron, Ul Alozer, Ul Isoma. First, the Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Aaron, then to Lazar, and then to Yisamar. Because betchilam neskal nochish. First, the snake was cursed. Vakach neskal chava. Vakach neskal adam. So, why over here do we start with the greater people? We're putting ash on their head. Shouldn't we put on the not so great people first? Answers the Gemara. Hach shivas ledudu. Putting the ash on the great people first shows the Armalahe was saying to them, Atach Shivusoi, you are so great, Leboi Rachma Kul Alma, your tefillah could save the entire world. So the Mefarshim asks, the Smichas Chachamim asks, what's the raya from the Nochash and Chava and Adam Rishon that we start with by Klala, we start with the lowest first? It only is appropriate it should be that way. The Nochash was the one that convinced Chava. Chava was the one that convinced Adam Rishon. And only afterwards did Adam Rishon eat. So we're going into consecutive order. So he answers that if not for the concept of that by Klolo, Maschilim and Akotin, we really should have started with Adam first. Because the one that heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu not to eat was Adam Rishon. And since he was the one that heard directly from Kodesh Baruch Hu, he should have gotten punished first. Chava and the snake did not hear directly from Hashem. And yet we see that the order of the Klala was Nochash, Chava, Adam, is a raya, the Klala, Maschilim, and Akotin. And we learned further in the Mishnah that everybody takes ash and puts it on their head. Says the Gemara, the Mishnah says that everybody put the ash on their own head. Why by the Nosi and the Abezdin do other people put the ash on their head and they don't put it on for themselves? Why do we have other people put it on their head? Answer the Gemara, Amar of Abedim in Kisri, Enadam Mizbayish Me'atzmoy, Mizbayish Me'cherim. Somebody who's embarrassed by others, it's a much higher degree of embarrassment than if you cause embarrassment to yourself. And since these were the greatest people, as we just learned, we wanted them to suffer the embarrassment through others. Asked the Gemara of Eichem Manachlu, exactly where were these ash put, was this ash put? Answers the Gemara, Amrav Yitzchak, B'mokim Tefillin. On the place, on the head, where the Tefillin are put. Shnema, Losem le'evlet siyain, loslem per tachas efer. The tefillin are called a per. The tefillin are called a crown. And what we're saying to them is, we, Klal Yisrael, because of whatever we've done to cause that we should suffer the tzaros that we're suffering, are going to have a ash in the place of a crown that we should realize that we need to do tshuva, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have rechmanos on us.